This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think that sometimes we are very, very premature to kind of throw rocks at young players in sports without acknowledging that it's all a process. I was on the social media and I'm seeing people call Anthony Edwards "Camp Man," which is kind of funny, right? Like, all right, you know, I'm always here for the jokes. Anthony Edwards has taken his team to the Western Conference Finals twice. He's 23. Like, if you want to go through the history of the NBA and how many players at this stage in their career have been able to do that for their team, it's not a long list of people. Sometimes I think we forget, and I get it because these guys' careers start so earlier than they used to, that you're in the NBA at 19 years old. So a lot of the growth that you would do in college now happens in front of us in the NBA, that I think we forget. Most people, when they start winning at professional sports, they usually don't start doing it until they're 25, 26, 27. We can go through the history of the league. There aren't a lot of 22-year-old champions in the league. Jordan wasn't a champion at 22. LeBron wasn't a champion at 22. That's usually not how this goes. You usually got to bump your head a few times and you eventually break through. We can use an NFL example. Yes, Mahomes is one of the few that won early age. I mean, that's not how it happened for Brett Favre. That's not how it happened for Steve Young. That's not how it happened for John Elway. That's not what's happening with Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. It usually takes you repeatedly failing in order for you to break through, because it's really hard because only one person can win. This is not something where multiple people get to share the championship. No, this is not Mean Girls where we break the tiara in the half and everybody gets to be the prom queen. No, only one person at the end of the season gets to wear the championship belt. So that means a lot of people get thrown out of the ring in the Royal Rumble on the way to being the champion. So I think that Anthony Edwards is right on schedule. The same way that Jason Tatum, just a year ago, people had these questions about Jason Tatum. He eventually won a championship because he's one of the five best players in the world. It took Jokic, and Jokic is amazing. It took him a couple of times of being eliminated early in the postseason. Giannis, the exact same deal. LeBron, Jordan, I can give you plenty of examples. Steph Curry, I can give you plenty of examples. You don't win your first championship usually in the NBA at 22, 23 years old. You usually get it at 25, 26, and 27. And usually what happens in sports and kind of what happens in life, you have way more failures than overwhelming success, because what you are trying to get is really, really hard to obtain. You are trying to be the absolute best in a field. You know how hard it is to be the absolute best in an entire field? Really, really difficult to be. There's going to be a lot of people that are second, third, fifth in that are still really good, but never get to experience what it means to be number one on the list. So I think that Anthony Edwards is right on schedule. There are some things about Anthony Edwards' game that I would look to improve, that I would change, but at 23 years old in Minnesota and you taking that team to the Western Conference Finals in back-to-back years, I just feel like that's something we should celebrate. And maybe I'm asking too much of the internet, because usually what happens when you lose now in sports, we just instantly go to making fun of you. Man, it's really, really hard to win at this level in professional sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.